Hey folks, Jordan Green here, the host of the Greenhouse Podcast. Thanks for tuning in and subscribing to our new show. Joining us in the house for episode 8, we have not one, but two guests. That's right, it's going to be a double rainbow all the way. Their names are Matthew and Michael Cottrell, and they are twin brothers known as the Smash Brothers. So sit back, relax, grab a soda, and enjoy as we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. Everyone, this is the Greenhouse Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Green, and welcome to episode 8. Our sponsors today have been deleted. That's right, deleted from existence. I'm sorry. You'll have to come back next week to listen for more. So that's right, today is the 8th episode of the very first podcast that I've ever created. I hope you all are enjoying every moment, every second, as we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. Speaking of those people, I'd like to welcome to the show my very good friends, Michael Cottrell.
Hey.
And Matthew Cottrell.
Hello there.
We call them, wait for it, we call them the Smash Brothers. So guys, this is something very interesting. These two are actually brothers. Same last name.
Yes, we did come from the same womb, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, how does that work? Did you guys come out at the exact same time? I've never been in that situation.
No, actually, I came out an hour later than Michael.
That's not a real bullhorn, by the way. That's an actual. Are they called bullhorns?
It's a rap horn.
Rap horn.
Air horn, I guess.
Air horn.
Ham
air
horn.
Ham horn. Ham horn. Say that 6 times fast.
Ham horn. Ham horn. Ham horn.
He can't do it. He can't do it. So gross. Which one is Michael and which one is Matthew? I can't tell the difference at this point.
Well, you are looking at us.
I have to remember. Okay, you're wearing the red shirt and you're wearing the gray hoodie. I'm kidding, guys. They're not really that hard to tell the difference. No, does anybody have been in that situation before where they're like, wait, are you Michael or are you Matthew?
When we were younger, our mother used to try and dress us the same way, so that made it a little confusing for some people.
For a few people, I'm sure. What about nowadays?
Never.
Yeah, not so much.
Not so much.
I always get mistaken for Michael, but I think that's because everyone secretly wants me to be him.
Well, I don't think that's true.
He's the Luigi to my Mario.
Well, you know, there's something, the Luigi to your Mario.
The hamburger to my Ronald.
Yeah, because people call you the Smash Brothers. You know, you go places, you go to a restaurant, you walk in, they're like, hey, table for how many? And you're like, two. And what's the name? Smash Brothers. You're like,
yeah, why? Nobody says that.
Oh, nobody says, okay. why are you called the Smash Brothers?
For years, we have been in dojos and mostly our mom's apartment when we were younger, refining our skills at the fine series known as Super Smash Brothers. And there was one summer where we decided, hey, why don't we just play this for money? And the interesting thing about Smash Brothers is that I don't know how we got good, but everybody believes that they're good at Super Smash Bros. And
right,
the where that's tested is when money's on the line and there's a tournament. And so right, everybody shows up for the slaughterhouse and we just take a bunch of money and for playing video games. So,
did you actually make money off of this situation?
We made some money.
Yeah, we won quite a few tournaments.
Really?
So
a team?
No, not exactly. Typically it's been more so, you know, by ourselves. It's just either I'll win one or he'll win one.
Yeah, but you're a team in real life.
They're solo tournaments and we just kind of strategize and move up the ranks. And typically it's been us in the finals. So once we get to the finals, we just like, you know, it's a regular Saturday morning.
People have probably heard of you now. What is your do they call them handles, like a Twitter handle? What is your handle that
like
you...
Like handles in basketball?
What is the handle that you would be known by on the online gaming world? Do they call you...
I have no idea what the question means.
Well, you know, I've been on online gaming, and they usually have a name. Like, would you be Mikey Cottrell or Matty Boy?
Mikey Cottrell?
I don't know.
I could never find a cool name like other people, so I switched from mostly ones that I'd find in books to now I just try to go by my name. Or I'll... Even at one point, I couldn't come up with anything, so I went by just my birth date, 1029,
yeah,
or number. 1029.
This isn't your password. This is your actual username.
This is my username. Wow. And my password used to be Spock64 when I was a kid, and then I had to change
this. This is actually the password to his bank account.
Currently. He banks with Mobile Trust. You can look it up now. Yeah, well, that's super cool, guys. You know, backstory for these guys. I've known them for years now, it feels like. You know, it feels about 6.5 years. I feel like that's right. And one thing that I've always found interesting about them, because, you know, I haven't known them both for the same amount of time. I met Michael first. It was raining. We were in the parking lot, I think. And we ran towards each other. And I said, Michael, you remember this? What was it I said to you?
I remembered it being a kiss.
This isn't the improv section.
No, I don't remember it being that. No, hey, this isn't the improv section. That's coming later.
I don't have any recollection of the early days, but what I do recall is living in the schoolhouse together, you, me, Zach, and
that's
Matthew.
That's right.
Just some fun times there.
Those
just
were
a bunch
some
of
fun
dudes.
Times.
We had a Buddy the Elf Christmas party. We had a 90s, a Y2K New Year's party. And I just liked waking up in the morning to you cooking bacon and literally your entire breakfast in one pan, which I always thought was peculiar.
Hey, I'm a breakfast guy.
And let's not forget one of our former schoolhouse members, Keetuan Sandridge. Shout out to him.
Keetuan, I know.
Yeah, he's got a new album on iTunes.
We're
going to
have him on the show soon. Yeah, we're going to talk about his new album because I really want him to shine bright like a diamond. Which is not one of his songs, but he has some amazing songs. Yeah, he's on Apple Music now, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I've heard it myself. I can tell you it's great. Take some time to check that one out.
Yeah. We'll put the, for those of you kind of curious, we'll put that in the description of this podcast episode if you want to click the link. Shout out to Keetuan. Yeah, he's one of the OGs.
Yeah, this wouldn't be a bad time to share with everybody what our schoolhouse nicknames used to be. Do you remember what they were, Jordan?
I think mine was something around Green Hat. Yeah, Green Hat or Frog Boy.
No, not exactly.
Okay.
See, I remember correctly, I believe Zach was the substitute teacher.
Oh, yeah, the substitute teacher.
The gym class teacher.
Yep.
Michael was the cafeterian.
Yeah.
And Keetuan was the janitor.
was Keetuan the janitor?
Yeah, Keetuan was the janitor because he likes to clean that mess up. I don't remember what we designated you as.
I thought I was the janitor.
You were the student.
I think we have...
You were probably the student.
No, those are some good times, guys. For those of you who aren't aware that we were all roommates. We were all good friends. We were all... there were so many things that we were. What were we not?
Conquistadors. Wealthy.
We were not wealthy.
That's true.
But Michael, I heard that you are married now.
You would be correct. It's going to be 4 months in
What is it? 4 months?
August.
4 months, 6 days now, right?
No, it's not 4 months. That's what I just said.
Four months, 6 days. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, 4 months, 6 days. Shout out to my wife. Shout out to my dog.
Monica, and what is the dog's name?
Winston. My dog's name is Winston. He's a little five-month-old pug.
Adorable.
And he's our sunshine. Aww. He's our dog child. We treat him like a human, even though he's a dog.
Matt, don't you have a dog as well?
Yeah, we both do. Shout out to Winston's uncle, Dexter.
Winston's uncle.
Yeah, Dexter is about 15 years old now, so he's still doing good, though. You know, he's a great dog.
I wish we could have him on the show sometime.
I mean, you and him were always great friends.
we're always hanging out. Congratulations, by the way, Michael, on being married this long. It's super awesome. Oh, by the way, guys, I wanted to make sure I shouted out to the website. For these moments that you've been hearing, behind-the-scenes moments that might have been cut, that you might not have heard... or might not have seen in video or photography. You can find all of this information right on our website, thegreenhousepodcast.com, or you can visit our Instagram page. That is Instagram. What is our Instagram page? It's at Greenhouse Podcast, and then at the Greenhouse Podcast, and then our Twitter page, of course, is at Greenhouse Pod. Now we do have different sections of the show. Are you guys ready to go on the next section?
Let's see. So my life has been an interesting little roller coaster lately. So
yeah, what's been going on, man?
I got married a couple months ago.
Yeah, I heard.
Before that, I was planning to move to New York and live there with my wife, who was in a contract to teach for America. A bunch of crazy things happened, and we happened to move back here.
Yeah, and you know, you're back where you started. It's like back to the go.
It's back where we started, but it's everything is new at the same time. It's kind of weird. Yeah. We moved from the suburbs down to the city off of 26th Street and got this crazy dog, and we're starting a new marriage and new jobs as well. And
right.
So within that, you know, it's crazy that you come here and things don't actually work out your way and that you're not exactly where you want to be. You might want to be in a higher pay grade or you might want to be in a different neighborhood. And I've had a lot of learning experiences in that in these past 3 months where it feels like I'm like maturing quickly or having to deal with things that I feel like old people should have to deal with. Or maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know.
Maybe you are one. Maybe you are an old person now.
Probably.
Look in the mirror.
But it's been an interesting experience where I recently listened to this this YouTube video that Shia LaBeouf did, and I'm pretty sure it's all just a joke, but he
the one where he's standing there just to do it.
Screaming in front of a green screen, just do it. And
yeah, I've seen it.
As hilarious as that is, and as great as it is that it was shot in a green screen so it could be inserted into every film, I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. And just wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, just lean into it.
Right.
Like, don't be a victim. Don't be a fish in a river flowing downward. Like, swim upward. Do your thing. Do what only you could do. Be yourself. Pursue your dreams. That's a lot of cheesy stuff. That's a lot of queso
cheesy,
dip at your favorite
yeah.
Tex-Mex restaurant. But it's been something that I've learned in the past
couple
months.
And then he burps. This mountain, guys, I think I should probably not provide water and Mountain Dew. It seems like it makes an effect on everyone.
I think the Mountain Dew is great, if you ask me.
All right, cool, guys. Are you ready to go on to the next section? This was one of my favorite parts of the show.
I'm ready.
All right, cool. So this is called the improv section. That's right, improv. This is the moment in the show where we actually throw our guest into a situation that they were not expecting, and we just go with the flow, and we do a little improv. How do you guys feel?
My palms are sweaty.
Palms are sweaty. The stakes are high. I don't know if the stakes are high, actually. The moment is now, though. Are you guys ready for me to explain to you what you're going to be doing in this little sketch?
Sure, yeah.
All right, perfect. In this moment, you are no longer in the studio, in the greenhouse studio here in Georgia. You are in a car. You are driving. You both are driving in a car. We don't crash. Michael, you are actually driving. Matthew, you're sitting in the passenger seat.
And, why am I in the passenger seat?
You have to be in this situation. Because Michael's driving. Where else would you sit? So, you are actually going to pull up to a drive-thru window, and you're going to make an order. I will be the person behind the counter taking your order. Of course, this is going to be through a little radio, so you roll down your window, and things can happen in this conversation, right? However, here's your guidelines. Are you ready? So your guidelines are that you are going to want to order something. You don't know what you want yet. You're going to order something. So anything can happen. You can have a hard time hearing the person over the speakerphone. You could do like whatever you want to do. This is improv, baby. Maybe you ran out. You don't have money at the end of it. You know, whatever it is, you can order stuff that we don't have there. Whatever. That's the fun of the improv. This is the situation. Are you guys ready? All right. So you pull up to the drive-thru. Roll the window down. Go.
Hello. Welcome to Burger World. Can I take your order?
Yeah, do you guys have any roast beef?
Actually, we only have burgers here at Burger World.
What kind of place is this?
This is the place, actually, if you want to hear a little theme song, I created it. How would you like to hear my little...
There's a theme song?
Yeah, I created a theme song for our restaurant. It goes, this is Burger World, this is Burger World, we only have hamburgers. It goes kind of like that, guys. I'm working on it. What do you think?
Can I just get a Big Mac?
A Big Mac, yes. You know, it's actually on special today.
But how do you sell Big Macs if this isn't McDonald's?
No, this is a...
We're part of a government inspection agency, and we are need to see all of your food right now.
No, all of it? Even the one... Well, we have the special area in the back of the store that's under lock and key. My manager...
We're going to need that food, too.
Really?
We were confiscate.
All your food on the table now.
No. Okay, I'll tell you what. Can you just drive around to the next window, please?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Sounds good.
And that's our improv situation, guys. How do you feel about that?
I want a cheeseburger.
He really did want a cheeseburger.
No, man, I wanted roast beef. Now I want a cheeseburger.
Now you want a cheeseburger.
You sold me, man.
Well done. Well done. You know, I can do that. I used to actually work behind a counter of a fast food restaurant. That was my life.
My life, too.
I thought you were going to say behind bars, but counter, you know, same
either
difference.
Way. Same difference. All right, so guys, guess what? We actually have a few questions for you, the guest, the double rainbow guest. The Smash Brothers are in the house, and I'm excited to give you the questions from last week. We do this thing where the guest from last week, or the guest from last episode, will actually ask you three questions, and you guys have to answer. Are you ready for those questions?
Lay them on us.
All right, here's question number one, guys.
Something I've always loved doing is going to great live shows and great concerts. Yes. I would like to know, what was the greatest live show you've ever experienced in your life?
This is a question from Dane. This is his question.
I know
question.
That voice.
Do you guys have a place that you might have a concert you might have gone to? If not, I mean, you don't qualify. But there's got to be something, some sort of live music.
I've actually never been to a concert.
Oh yeah, really?
Really,
never.
Really.
I can share two stories. Were you not at the Hawks game with the show afterward?
I was actually. Correction. Oh. I was at a TI concert at an Atlanta Hawks game in Phillips Arena.
And I thought since you guys were twins, like, no matter if one person's at a concert, the other person's still there with them. Is that how it works?
Well, it's not just at a concert. It's wherever he goes. I know what he's doing at any point during the day.
Yeah, but it's just limited to metaphysical experiences.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, I learned new things every day. New things every day. What was that concert though? What was that? And was that your favorite?
That was an awful concert. I imagine that's the only one he's been to. But after the Hawks game, it was a free concert by T.I. Young Jock, Young Flock. I don't know.
Young Jock, Young
really
Flock. That's kind of cool though. What about you, Michael? What was your? See, this is new for me. I don't normally have like two guests, so I get to ask you if you actually had an experience as well.
So. I've never really been to a big show. I would love to see someone like Childish Gambino or Outkast.
That would be sick.
That would be really cool. But the best concert I ever went to was this weird concert in Georgia Tech.
Sure.
It was by a group of people called Turquoise Jeep with hits that you probably don't know, like Let Me Smang It Girl or How You Like Yeggs. Mm-hmm. Fried or Fertilized. Different hits like that. You might have to edit that part out. I don't know.
See, this podcast, instead of a banger, it's going to be classified as a smanger.
A smanger. Sounds fun.
And that concert was just hilarious. I mean, if you ever go look up Turquoise Jeep on YouTube, it is the funniest stuff I've ever seen in my life. And just to see that live was just the best thing ever.
Brilliant. I love it. All right, cool. So question number two. This one's from Dane as well. They're all from Dane, by the way.
This is a classic one. Cats or dogs? And why?
Well, there you have it. There's question number two.
I think we already answered that in the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, with the shout-outs like to our dogs.
Let me further that shout-out with this. Our pug has started his Instagram career.
Oh, yeah.
At Winston Takes ATL. That is at Winston Takes ATL.
You can follow him on Instagram.
Did you make your dog an Instagram?
Yes, you can. It's been done many, many a times. And so
I think that's
we
awesome.
We are cataloging his adventures there. You should check him out.
Hilarious. We'll put it on the description. For those of you who are driving, please pull over and look up our website, thegreenhousepodcast.com, and click on the link to follow.
Or just do it while you're driving.
Or do it while you're driving, you know. But please do not sue
Don't
us.
Don't do that.
YOLO.
That was not a recommendation from our podcast.
So clearly your dogs, because Dana's...
Yeah, I think that answered the question, and why, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dogs are just... I think because dogs are much more affectionate and... They're almost more needy too, which sounds bad, but I like it because it's like I come home to almost like a furry child who needs my guidance and assistance, whereas like a cat is very independent, kind of does its own thing.
Feels like he's the king of the castle.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he really?
What castle? No.
What castle?
No, but, you know, dogs just, and I know with my dog too, whenever I'm feeling down or any type of way, he's always there to try and make it better.
And be a dog. Be man's a dog, best friend.
Man's best friend. Slobbering covered furry dog.
I think that's awesome. I agree. I think dogs are pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. All right, question number 3.
For those who read, if it's a graphic novel, what is your favorite graphic novel? And just to make the question be able to reach all audience members, if you don't read graphic novels, i.e. thick comics, then what would be your favorite book and why?
And there you go. There's the question number 3.
I'm actually allergic to books.
Are you really? I've heard of this condition. I felt like you were gonna say something back. Like
up a book, and then I, you know,
just started sneezing like crazy. It's incredible. What about you, Michael? Do you are you allergic to books too, or is it not something that you guys share as twins?
The preference was that we,
Because like
go with a graphic novel
exactly.
Okay, I've read one graphic novel in my life.
Yeah, what was it? Spider-Man.
No, it was given to me by Dane, which makes this really
ironic
question because
that is hilarious. The
answer to this. It is Bravest Warriors by Pendleton Ward, the guy who did Adventure Time. It's the greatest.
What is his name, though? Do we know his name or no?
Whose name?
The writer of the comic.
I said Pendleton Ward.
I thought that was the name of the comic.
The comic is Bravest Warriors. I said that before I said by
Pendleton literally Ward. Just
so let me do that for the listeners if you're
slow as Jordan here. Repeat it one more time just in case.
The graphic novel was Bravest Warriors by Pendleton Ward, the creator of Adventure Time.
Adventure Time.
Say that 5 times fast.
I can't. I could barely say it once.
Why would I say anything 5 times fast?
You know, why not? That's the real question. Am I right? All right, guys. So now you have the opportunity to ask 3 questions of your own, which is pretty cool.
So question number 1. If you were to describe your life in a singular hashtag, what would that hashtag be?
That's a pretty good one. Did you guys both, is that from both of you?
No, that's from me.
Okay, that one's from you.
For that.
Okay, all right.
As he usually does.
All rights reserved.
Let's set some stipulations for this. Is there a word limit within this hashtag?
140 characters are the limit. Don't make silly hashtag. Let me just take it to the side. Let me go on a little rant. You asked me if I had something to say. I do have something to say.
Oh, you do. On
Instagram, on Facebook,
Twitter,
on YouTube,
Tumblr,
anything that connects to the internet, there is typically
Zanga.
A categorization feature called the hashtag.
The hashtag.
So
how did the hashtag start?
That's wasn't a great definition, Jordan.
I thought it was a
pound
symbol.
If you guys remember from Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter came out. Tweet. And yeah, they had this crazy idea to do what they're doing. And
right.
I'm looking up the definition so I can. All right. So here we go. So Twitter defines the hashtag as the symbol before a relevant keyword or phrase, no spaces, in your tweet to categorize those tweets and help them show more easily in Twitter search. Clicking on a hashtag word in any message lets you see other tweets.
I gotta start
that over. We can't say teats on the air, Jordan.
No, I think that's okay to say, honestly.
Okay, I said teats. All right, so clicking on those.
Is it relevant to this
clicking
message?
On, clicking on those hashtags.
Yes.
Lets you see other tweets that are in those hashtags. Now, Twitter also has a section entitled Using Hashtags Correctly. It says, if you tweet with a hashtag in a public account, anyone who does a search for that hashtag may find your tweet. Don't hashtag spam, hashtag with, hashtag hashtags. Don't over tag a single tweet. Best practices recommend using no more than 2 hashtags per tweet.
Wow, only 2 hashtags.
Use hashtags only on tweets relevant to the topic. Now, these hashtags are supposed to categorize posts. So if you hashtag something like
hamburger. Hashtag hamburger.
That's a fine use of that.
Yeah, because if you're at a hamburger
that's
shop.
Something or, relevant coming from a Burger World employee such
exactly,
as yourself.
Exactly. It's been done before. What was that skit with Jimmy? Was it Jimmy Fallon? And they did like a skit where they did hashtag, and it was just a whole sketch by them.
I think it was him and Justin Timberlake. But the point being is that don't overdo your hashtags. You can't make a hashtag that is a million
words
and phrases
long,
and hashtags are not meant to spice up your phrase. It doesn't spice it up at all. It just makes it really hard to read.
No more than two, though. That's a lot of
A hashtag that's used to describe your life, and...
Oh, yeah, that's the question. That's what we were on.
so use that, and don't tell, like, a story with the hashtag. You can tell a story after the hashtag, but that's not what hashtags are for.
Right. A hashtag to describe your life. That's pretty good. I like that one. Was that question number two or question number one?
That was all question number one.
That was brilliant. Thank you, Matthew, for clarifying. What do you think that question number two will be?
If you were to place yourself inside of one video game, what type of game would it be and why?
I love it. Yes.
Maybe even a game title.
Yeah, even and then make a game title even better.
Mine would be Donkey Kong Country because I always wanted to be an ape running through the jungle collecting bananas and killing crocodiles.
Kind of reminds me of that new movie. What is that new movie coming out? It's got Ben, what's his name
in
it?
That looks awful.
Does it look awful?
I think it does.
It looks pretty good graphics. They seem to
anything
make
Adam
good characters.
Sandler's done in the last like 5 years has been...
Adam Sandler.
What movie are we talking about?
Pixels.
Oh, Pixels looks decent.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pixels. Give us some money.
Hey, let's say Pixels.
Donkey Kong's
sponsored
in
by Pixels. Donkey Kong looked sick in that movie. In the trailer.
Like.
But
yeah.
It's like super retro, big teeth, stupid Donkey Kong.
That's not stupid Donkey Kong. That's Donkey Kong that...
That's an alien version of the
Nintendo
Donkey Kong.
As an empire.
That's true.
This is true.
That's true.
Shout out to Satoru Iwata. Rest in peace.
Oh, please understand.
I understand.
He was a good man.
He was a good man.
Did a lot for gaming.
Did he really, though?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I don't know a lot about games. I know about playing games. I know about being
You know
games.
About losing in Super Smash Brothers and telling everybody you win.
I've never lost a real game.
You've never actually won a real game. On the contrary.
That is true. I've never won either. Define lost. Define won. All right, guys.
When
so
you
I,
come in last place, like, every single match.
Fair enough. He's got me there, ladies and gentlemen.
I once beat Jordan in Super Smash Brothers blindfolded.
This is a rumor.
I was there.
This is
I
a
was
rumor
witness.
Going around.
There's about four different witnesses that could vouch for me.
All right, you did get me. But to play it fair, was I blindfolded or were you?
I was blindfolded.
You were blindfolded.
Yes.
I was trying to be easy on you, though. I figured this guy...
You were not.
This guy needed help. Because
you,
he didn't,
your
he
hands
see.
Were sweatier than me after I played basketball.
Fair enough. That is true. I did lose to a blindfolded man. But you've been training all your life for that moment.
No.
Okay, fair enough. Third question. Question number three.
Question number three is a three-part question. Get ready for this. Who is your main character in Super Smash Bros.? Do you think you could beat either of us at Super Smash Bros? And would you bet us $20 that you could play us in Super Smash Bros and then actually play us in Super Smash Bros to see if you could acquire that $20?
That would be incredible. By the way, Matthew and Michael, I did have one question for you. I do this for every guest on the show.
What is your favorite place? Where do you go? What do you like? What is your favorite place? Where do you go? What do you like?
I asked them about one place in Atlanta or Georgia area that you find interesting, that you go to, that you would want to share with the world and say, hey, I found this place unique. You know, not one of those typical places that you go to, you know, that you're a tourist and you're just visiting, you know, CNN headquarters. Somewhere different. What is a hot spot for you? And either one of you can answer. Both of you can answer at the same time. That would be awesome.
Here is my suggestion for a place to go in Atlanta. Yeah, it's Atlanta-ish. So... One of the toughest things about moving from New York, even though I lived there for like literally 2 or 3 weeks, the toughest thing about coming back to Georgia was that the food selection is not quite as good here. I mean, you just can't get it any better than the cultural diversity that is Manhattan. And so my wife and I have been trying to find good Asian food. We love Asian food, Japanese, Vietnamese, Korean, whatever. Like you put it in front of us, we will devour it. And so I'm trying to find a good place, and she had remembered this place that she was going with another good friend of ours. It's called Pho Dai Loi, and it's somewhere in, like, Pleasant Road or something like that. Just look it up on Foursquare.
Pho Dai Loi.
It is amazing. They have all sorts of noodly treats. They have bubble tea. They have amazing coffee. The food is phenomenal. It's not too expensive. The service is awesome.
You're making me
hungry.
It
is the best thing you can do for your stomach.
So you're a big foodie. You like nice restaurants, good food.
I wouldn't call myself a foodie because that's a really awkward word. And I don't like rub it on myself. I just eat food, and you know
the
if
food,
we have to
you don't
if
rub
we have
the
to,
food on yourself or the just the title.
I don't rub food on myself or
either
rub
one
the title on myself.
Well, let's just say he gets a jar of peanut butter.
Things
I'm
get
just
crazy.
Saying, if you have to eat three times a day, you might as well enjoy it.
I agree.
So you know, do your boo-boo.
So Michael, nice. Matthew. Thanks again for being on the show. It's been a real treat.
Thanks for having us.
This has been episode 8 of the Greenhouse Podcast. Join us next week as the answers to these questions will be answered by, we don't even know. We don't even know who's going to answer these questions. But please join us for the next episode on episode 9. If you're looking to be on the show, feel free to email us at thegreenhousepodcast@icloud.com. Greenhousepodcast@icloud.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on the Greenhouse Podcast.
Must be a condenser mic to pick up sound.
Greenhouse.
You get a crisper sound, but they know there's a couple of things. Greenhouse.